Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks. Clark, thank you so much for joining me today.
Joe, once again, great to be here. Thank you.
So lots to talk about regarding last night's Perry School Board meeting, so let's start right into it. First of all, you gave an update on the facilities project, so always good to start off with that because it's still a big thing and on a lot of people's minds.
You bet. Well, the first phase is pretty much completed with all of the underground work that takes place, and that takes a long time with the sewer, with the electrical piece, with all the different lines that come in and out of that building. So getting that pretty much under wraps and ready to move on to phase two. The steel is currently on site, some of it is, and we'll continue to get more steel on site. The next construction company is Sand, and they will be staging this week. So you'll see people that are going to start coming in, getting their trailer ready, getting all the materials in place. So that's a huge thing. We've started the electrical conduit that goes from the industrial tech area all the way over to where the multi-purpose room, wrestling room will be. So a lot of conduit was placed during winter break. So that's a plus. The other one is kind of that infrastructure thing, but we've got some sanitary sewer hookups that we're working with, and one didn't work out so well, one plan didn't work out, so we're going to plan number two, which it looks like is going to be a more reasonable thing. So we have those things as an update. We are looking to see steel going up here within the next couple weeks. So yeah, hopefully this weather stays, you know, as warm, even though it's probably not the best, but these guys can work out in this kind of temperature, and we hope to have steel going up, and it's going to be an exciting portion of the building process.
For sure. So the timeline still expected to be opening the new facilities at the beginning of the next school year?
That is correct. Everything is still on schedule, so the students that start Perry High School next year, we should have two really great facilities completed. Now, with that caveat, I've also been around construction and know that there's always going to be something that needs to get done, but that's the goal right now.
All right. Now, one of the action items on the agenda was the approval of a bid for the new school bus. So it's going to be a little bit different bus than what we're used to. So talk a little bit about the new bus and the price that you were able to find for it.
All right. Two things. First of all, many of our buses are diesel. And what we're finding with some of the newer diesel is a very high maintenance cost to them as far as replacing some of the parts due to emissions. So we're going to go with a gas bus at $104,000. That's a little bit higher than what we've had before, but all new buses from now on will have seat belts in it. They'll have another set of arms that go out, so that increases the price. So the main thing is we hope to be able to purchase something that has lower maintenance down the road. It will have seat belts and some other safety features, so that's why the increase for the bus at $104,000.
All right, so that bus will be ready to be in operation for the next school year as well?
Correct. Yep, that'll come after July 1.
All right. Now, a great deal of discussion was had during the meeting about athletics, essentially, and the Raccoon River Conference. So The district is exploring the possibility of moving to a different conference, correct?
Correct. We're just going to take a look, see what the possibilities are. Told the board that we would be informing them of the different steps because there are multiple steps. First of all, you have to know if there is another conference to go to. And probably the deeper issue is, why would you want to go to another conference? And I think that was the question that some of the board members talked about last night, which is a great question. I think the initial response is, we want to try to have as much success as possible. And with that, it's always a deeper issue, is that what do we need to do with Perry activities so that we are as successful as we possibly can be? So there's things that we need to do from within as a community, parent involvement, school need to do probably a better job too of what we've been trying to do as far as activities. So together, we have to take a deeper look at why is it that we are not as competitive as what other conference schools are in the Raccoon. Therefore, the question is, can we get to that level? And if we can, great. The Raccoon's a great conference to be in. But if we think that we could be a better fit and have more common qualities and common look as other schools, we should probably take a look at that, which provides ultimately success for students, and it also helps to build the culture of being competitive and hopefully winning down the road is all part of it too.
All right, so is that kind of in concert with the potential reclassification of the school district and other districts around the state?
Correct. Both associations, the girls and boys associations, are taking a look at reclassification, meaning they're looking more at just the numbers of how many students you have, but what is the diversity? What is the free and reduced rate? Because we know that all of those factors enter into whether people can be competitive or not. We all have a choice. We can also be the best version of ourselves, and we can get better at Perry. Now, the other part of it is, where is it that we can be in a conference that is a better match for Perry as well as hopefully the other conferences that we take a look at?
All right. Now, a couple more things I want to ask you about today, starting with the school calendar for the next year, which was approved. So talk a little bit about that and some of the important dates.
All right. Again, each year, all schools approve calendars, and we're going to be starting August 24th, and that's a Monday. And then we will have a spring break, and then the last day would be May 27th, as long as there's no snow days, which probably isn't going to happen. So the conversation also with the school calendar is, you know, the number of hours that are required for student contact time, as well as then the number of days that we contract with teachers. So we're trying to balance those things out and hopefully have another great year at Perry Community Schools.
All right. So then in that calendar, you also have a couple longer breaks, winter break, spring break, and also discuss the early out Wednesdays that are going to continue.
Yep. Early out Wednesdays will be the same at an hour and a half. Again, we mentioned spring break. You mentioned the winter break around Christmas time. And then there is another break there in November for Thanksgiving. So with all those breaks, you, of course, then have that starting date, August 24th, and then the ending date, May 27th, to recap that, again, with Wednesdays being early dismissals.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is in the personnel portion of the meeting, there were several early retirement requests that were approved, including three individuals who are fairly important directors in the school district. So talk a little bit about that whole process.
Well, we offered early retirement, and nine people at this point have taken advantage of that opportunity. And like you said, three of them are directors: Gail McFarlane, our director of nutrition, Tom Lipovac, director of activities, and Kim McLaughlin, director of building and grounds. So not only these three, but then the other six people are all valuable people, and yet they are making that choice then to take early retirement and move on to another chapter of their life.
Any word on replacing those three directors, or is it still too early in that process?
Yeah, it's too early at this point. What we're going to be doing is I'll get together with our administrative and cabinet team and work with the board to see what's going to be the best situation, the best service of these three valuable people. And we'll be replacing them some way, shape, or form. Whether it looks exactly like what we have, we still need to talk about that. But we can't change it too much, that's for sure. And these three have a tremendous amount of experience, number of years. So we have some big shoes to fill. But as I've always told everybody, everybody's replaceable to a certain degree. It just now is a matter of us working on that transition so that we can still be as successful as we are. So again, big thank you to all nine people for their service as we finish out this year, and then these three directors for their great service and quite a number of years of service too.
All right. Well, Perry Superintendent Clark Wicks, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Joe, that's it. Thank you for having me here, and thanks everybody for listening, and make it a great day.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Clark Wicks. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.